Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What is the entrance fee to the spiritual world? Eager longing. In text number 3, we can feel the pulse of the longing of Raghunath Goswami when he says, I greatly yearn to see my most beloved king and queen, Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Even a single memory is like a drop from the nectar ocean of their sweetness. And this nectar has inflamed my heart with the desire to see them. And then he continues that through the coming verses, he will bow down to the land of Braj and the residents there. My dear everyone, let us stop here. Let us ask ourselves the question whether we have also in our spiritual life tasted the drop of sweetness that came from the spiritual world. Ask yourself that, was it perhaps during a kirtan that something came to me, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, like a flash of light in the darkness? Was it perhaps when you met a great devotee, or when you read a sacred text, or when you sang a bhajan? When has your heart become alive? There is in the Vedic literature an interesting and quite thought-provoking analogy. When you put a corpse on top of a hill in the midst of a thunderstorm, a lightning will fall in the corpse and it will jump up. So this is a quite drastic image, I admit, but this is what happens when you have spiritual realization. It's a lightning which comes into your mind, into your intelligence, and which even inspires you so much that you start to dance and chant. This lightning is the sweetness. It's the sweet lightning of Radha and Krishna, whom you see by some great indescribable stroke of spiritual good fortune. Jiva Goswami gives us a little hint of the self-manifested sweetness of Radha and Krishna and his desire to see them. It's just like Raghunath Das Goswami. Jiva Goswami says in his Krishna Sandava at the end, may Radha and Madhava, who are shining with a golden and bluish splendor, attack my mind in all respects with their sweetness. Of course, what he has in mind is that our mind, which may be full of material tendencies, will be defeated by the overriding attractiveness of Krishna. Here in the land of Braj, the atmosphere is pervaded with the sweetness of the divine couple. It is here in the land of Braj where we become touched by their indescribable attractiveness. But also here we have to come out from under the clouds of our material mind. And books like the realized descriptions of the acharyas can help us to put our head in utkanta, in sincere longing, above the endless chatter of the mind, which comments on everything in an almost material way. Staying here in Braj for me has always been something which happened in three phases. First phase, I bring my whole Westerners with me. Second phase, I relax the tensions in the mind, the constant on the go. And third phase is a drop of that sweetness, enlivens and awakens my soul to thoughts and feelings of devotion. May the land of Vrindavan give his blessings to all of us. Wherever you are listening to this, please tune yourself in to the mood of Vrindavan, and you will for sure experience that lightning-like inspiration in your life. See you for next Karting Inspirations.